there's a Safe Medicine drop-off event going on this week where anyone can get rid of old or unused prescriptions at more than 24 locations around Sonoma County. It's free to use, but providing the service comes with a cost, notes Susan Keach of the Sonoma County Water Agency.
Just for the water agency, we have 4 sites, 2 in Sonoma, 1 in Guerneville, and 1 at our office, and it costs for just the disposal approximately $1,000 a month. The city of Santa Rosa has a lot of sites, so I'm sure that their costs are a lot more than ours.
That's a problem for many local governments that have begun to offer this service. But one of them, Alameda County, has adopted the nation's first ordinance that would require pharmaceutical manufacturers to bear the disposal costs. Heidi Sanborn, executive director of the California Product Stewardship Council in Sacramento, outlines that law.
The ordinance says that the people who make pharmaceutical drugs that are sold into the county have to design, operate, and pay for the collection system. That's a change. Normally, it's taxpayers, garbage rate payers that are paying for these programs, or government is designing the program. So this would leave it up to the actual manufacturers of the product to pay for that life cycle cost out of their profits.
Similar measures are already widely used in many other countries, including Canada, Sanborn says, and are consistent with other laws that require manufacturers to share disposal responsibility for their products.
Started in Europe, spread to the entire world now, even in South America and other countries that are managing electronics like this, and automobiles, packaging and paper. This is just one of many products that is under that kind of a policy approach throughout the world.
And, she adds, safe disposal of old or extra medications is a serious health concern.
Those starting on drugs, most of them actually get them from friends and family, mostly without their knowledge. When they're left around the house, and kids go to grandma's house on the weekend, often they're in the cabinet getting at those meds. That's how they're starting their addiction path. So we don't want them sitting around the house, but we also don't want them flushed down the toilet, because we can't pull them out at the treatment plant.
And that could have water quality repercussions, both in streams and lakes and groundwater supplies. The Alameda County measure was adopted in July of last year, following extensive discussions and a series of public hearings. Donna Ziegler, Alameda County Council, says pharmaceutical industry groups were consistently opposed.
They took the position that flushing medications down the toilet was an acceptable disposal method. They would argue that there were some federal regulations coming out and we should just wait for the federal regulations. But more than anything, they made it clear that if we enacted anything, they would sue us.
And they did, arguing that the county ordinance conflicted with interstate commerce law. But U.S. Judge Richard Seaborg rejected that claim, a ruling that Ziegler says potentially opens the way for other counties to follow suit.
The judge's opinion is very strongly written. We believe it certainly enables other counties to feel comforted should they decide to pursue an ordinance of their own.
Once the legal dust has settled, Sonoma County could be among the other local governments to take similar steps, suggests Susan Keach.
The Board of Supervisors have been very supportive of the program as it exists now, and I think if we could continue having a really strong program and find a more sustainable, responsible source of funding, I'm sure that they would be open to hearing that.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.